Maple Leafs beating the Winnipeg Jets 5-4 in overtime at the Air Canada Center. Happy to be joined now by the hero of that game, Jake Gardner, Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman. Hey, Jake, thanks for doing this. Let's start with the celebration. That's a pretty solid celebration after that goal.
Yeah, it was a lot of emotion. I think anytime you score an overtime goal, especially that situation being against Winnipeg, and just a huge win for us. And I think everyone was pretty excited.
Yeah, including yourself. Who's got the best celly on this team?
I don't know. Marner's got a pretty good one. He's always coming up with different surprises for us.
I enjoyed that one yesterday, though, for sure. So I started the show by talking about this, that fans love that type of game and head coaches hate it. I think you even mentioned it in your post-game interview, how the coaches and Mike Babcock was not likely to be too pleased with the outcome of that game, or at least how it was played. Do the players, when they're in it, do they enjoy that type of game?
Oh, yeah, we loved it. You know, from start to finish, I think there was a lot of emotion in the game. You know, you see Nas run that guy, and then there's a fight right after. Marty sticks up for him, and then there's just so many swings in the game, and those are fun to be a part of. Like you said, Babs probably wasn't too pleased with it, but in the end, I think he's obviously pretty excited.
Yeah, certainly, like I said, fans of your team pretty excited with how that game went down. It's weird, though, Jake, as well, that the two teams you've gotten into it physically with are Western Conference teams. Like, that's it for the Jets now. No more games against them, but you only face them twice a year. And the Canucks, of course, and you know what? The connective tissue might be Nazem Kadri, but it's two teams you don't play very much, and those are the two teams you seem to have a bit of a rivalry with this season.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it is, but it's kind of how it goes sometimes. And but yeah, like I said, those are really fun to be a part of.
Talking to Jake Gardner, I'm Ben Anderson for Andrew Walker. It's Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So obviously, so much hype surrounding that game yesterday. Patrick Laine and Austin Matthews. Give me some insight into Austin. You're just getting to know him, of course. It's his first year in the National Hockey League. But every time I hear him speak, post-game or during a game, anytime he talks to the media, he just sounds like he's fallen asleep. Like, he's got to be different than that in real life, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's so mature. He's played pro before. He's, he's probably our best player. I mean, he for sure will be if he's not now. And he's been fun to watch all year long. And I know there's a lot of hype with the whole Line A and Matthews thing, but I think he handles it pretty well and just doesn't think too much about it.
Let's go back to the overtime winner, because it was a 2-on-1. He made a great play to get it up to you on the wall, and you come in 2-on-1. You've got William Nylander with you, and I think everybody was looking at that, including the defenseman who basically went directly over to Nylander. How much did you want to pass that, and how late did you have to wait to shoot it yourself, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, well, first off, I wanted to just say that would have never happened without our penalty kill. And the guys like Roman Pollock and Hunwick don't get a lot of praise. And that was probably the turning point of the game right there, was when they killed off that penalty. But back to your question, yeah, that was a heck of a play by Matthews. Usually I probably wouldn't cheat for offense like that, but when he has the puck, you know he's probably going to find you. And originally I was thinking pass the whole way, and then I think it was a forward playing defense, so he kind of probably not used to doing that. So he went over and played Willie, and just kind of had to take a shot.
A guy you've spent a lot of time with on the back end got a little nicked up yesterday, Connor Carrick. Do you have any insight as to how banged up he is? Did you talk to him after the game?
Yeah, I talked to him, and I think it's an upper body injury, and hopefully he's not out for us too long, because he's been great all year.
Yeah, and you guys have had nice little chemistry together, talking to Jake Gardner on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So, Leaf fans as well, this time of year, they just can't stop refreshing the standings page after games like that, right? It was a huge 2 points for you guys. You move back into the top three in the Atlantic Division. I know you're aware of it. Are you just generally aware, or do you guys, like, do you know exactly how many points you have, and then after the game you're looking at the out-of-town scoreboard? Does that happen? And if it doesn't happen, will it happen later in the season?
Yeah, it happens. It's starting to happen more and more. And the game the other night against Ottawa, we obviously knew that was a huge game for us. Kind of let that one slip. So these next two it was a good rebound, and it felt a lot better in the standings after those two.
When you're in a game like yesterday, because you guys, you dominated the play, if you just look at the numbers, right, the shots on goal, the possession that you had, and you trailed for good portions of that game, is it difficult not to get frustrated when you're trailing in a game like that, or are you just so aware of the scoring potential for this team that you never really get too down?
Yeah, that's one of those things is when you're feeling – we felt great about our game yesterday, and we did have a few – we were down a few times throughout the game, but you get the sense in the locker room where it's like, okay – and this happens with most good teams. It's basically not over till it's over. And no matter what the score is, I think there's always a chance for us to come back and win the game.
Yeah, it was kind of shocking. They throw up a stat on the broadcast yesterday that you guys, that was only, I think, your second win this season when you've trailed after the first period. Because, yeah, you do think of this Leafs team as being able to score at any moment in the game and comebacks being... not something that's bizarre, something that should happen on a routine basis. Of course, you guys have faced some troubling scenarios on the other side of things. But isn't that weird that you guys, you know, that it's not all that often you guys have trailed after 20 minutes of play and come back to win the game?
Yeah, there's two ways you can look at that. A lot of it is probably us scoring first.
Mm-hmm.
But that is surprising that we've only came back one time, just given the firepower that we have up front.
So the trade deadline is approaching, and I think pretty much everybody understands that this Leafs team, there's not too much that's going to take place between now and March 1st, but you've been through this a number of times. You've been moved, Jake. Is there any insight you're giving your teammates? Is everybody pretty calm as we approach March 1st here?
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those things that's totally out of our control. You know, there's times where your name's in the rumors and nothing happens, and then there's times where people haven't been talked about for years. They think they're not going nowhere, and then all of a sudden you get traded. So it's one of those things you just try not to think about it.
Talking to Jake Gardner, so you're a defenseman on this team full of great young forwards, and of course yourself and Morgan and Connor, there's a lot of good young defensemen on this team as well. But this team, I think you would agree, is known for the forward's skill and their ability to create offense in the offensive zone. And I've heard and seen lots of quotes from you guys on the back end about just trying to get it up to them, clear the zone, just get them in positions where they can take the puck into the offensive zone. How is it difficult at all, Jake, to reserve yourself and not get caught up in an offensive game when this team is so talented offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big focus of ours is playing good team defense, and with our forwards, with all the skill we have, it's the goals are going to come, and I think the biggest part for us is just keeping it out of our net, and it'll take care of itself after that.
Have you been surprised at how well this team has played without Mitch Marner? Because he's having a great season. Of course, now Austin Matthews, this team's leading point getter, but Mitch was leading this team in points before he went down. Are you surprised at how well this team's played?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose a player like that, it's huge. But we do have a very deep team this year, and it's been huge. Levo's really stepped up for us. I think that's been a huge difference maker as well.
Yeah, he's a guy that spent some time in the press box, and then all of a sudden he's been thrown into the lineup, looked real, real good. Talking to Jake Gardner. So you're not an old guy, Jake. We understand that, okay? You're 26, but on this team you're old. Do you feel that?
I do a little bit, I guess. You know, you got guys like Mitch, Willie, and Austin that are 18, 19 years old, and it makes you feel a little bit old. But you know, I don't feel too old, I guess. It's been in the league a while now, but I don't feel too old.
So who's the older mentor guy then? Because, I mean, there's guys older than you on this team. I know Leo Komarov, guys like that, have a chuckle with it. Who's taken up the mantle as the older veteran leader on this team?
I mean, I think it's a shared responsibility. You got Bozy, Leo, Hunwick, Pollock. Those are probably the oldest guys on our team. And but I think as a group, we kind of lead together, and I think that's the way it should be.
So The games are fast and furious this month. Jake, you had 14, the month's not done yet, 14 games in 28 days in February. And I know Austin played professionally last year, but a lot of these guys, and Mitch, and, well, I mean, William played in the AHL before he played in the NHL last year, played a bunch of games. But there's some young players making the transition to an expanded schedule for the first time in their careers. Is this a learning process for them? Are you imparting some of your wisdom? Because there's so many back-to-backs, you know, three games in 4 days. How much of a process is it for them to learn how to play so many games like you have, especially this month?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too big of a difference. Guys that played junior or in the AHL and are pretty similar schedules. I think the biggest difference would be college. So, I mean, I think Hyman might be the only guy but he still played in the AHL last year. So I think they're pretty used to it by now, and they all have fresh legs. They're pretty young, so I think they'll be fine.
Be honest with me, Jake. Going into this season, what were your expectations for this team? I think, by and large, everybody, I mean, it was a 30th place team a year ago, and there was so much unknown with the young players. I think most people thought that they'd be valuable contributors at some point in their NHL careers, but like this soon to be in a playoff spot here, a week away from the trade deadline, if you can take yourself back to before the season, did you have any idea this team would be this good?
No, I mean, if you asked me if I'd take this right now, I'd probably say yes, for sure. you didn't know how good Zaitsev was going to be. And then Matthews, Marner, Nylander all step in with huge roles. And it's exciting for sure. Yeah. The fact that we have 8 rookies in the lineup and basically for the entire year is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. And it feels like, I mean, I haven't been down to the Air Canada Center this year to see you guys play, but it feels like that's, I mean, totally different atmosphere, of course, from the end of last season when we know it was happening. But do you guys feel that on the ice that it's, I mean, this fan base is rejuvenated with the young players, with the style of play, and with the wins that are racking up?
For sure we do, yeah. Last night was a perfect example of that. I would say Winnipeg is usually my favorite rink to play in on the road, besides the Air Canada Center, obviously, just because of the atmosphere. It's so loud and fans are going crazy, and you kind of got a taste of that last night. I don't know if that was because of there's so many of both teams' fans in the building or just the game, but it was definitely a fun thing to be a part of, and it's a lot different than last year and the years previous.
Yeah, I'd say a whole lot of fun right now. Next in action Thursday, you got the Rangers coming to town. Jake, thanks so much for doing this again, and congratulations on the win yesterday and the goal and the great celly. That was a top five, I'd say, this year celebration.
Thank you.